Welcome, one and all, to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Make yourself comfortable wherever you are. Really give yourself some time to do that as well. I don't know about you, but you know, often I skip things, and this is a window of possibility where we can really pay attention to what it is that we need. So you might want to shuffle or fidget, get an extra pillow or blanket, or you know what it is you want. Just give yourself that. And as you sit, or lay, or stand, or maybe you're even doing this as a walking nidra, I don't know. However you are, I just want you to invite in a different kind of listening. Often when we listen, we're sort of listening straight up to what's happening behind the forehead, and here I want you to have the opportunity and the experience of listening to what's happening all around you. Any subtle or gross, quiet or loud sounds in the space or beyond that you can hear? Maybe people or insects, animals, traffic. How would it be for each of those sounds to be really truly welcomed as a part of this moment? Really accepted, honored, as this movement of life that's happening here and now. And you're a part of that too, and I'm a part of it. And then there's also, perhaps, as you drop into listening in another way, listening to the feeling of your body, the felt sense, sensations of your body, perhaps on the ground. If you're lying down, you know, through your back. If you're sitting, you know, maybe through your buttocks and feet. If you're walking, the different strokes of your feet as they kiss the earth. Just inviting in this sense of being held, being welcomed, being connected to something that we're meeting again and again, deeper and deeper, under us, with us, in support of us. How is it to open our heart to that? To open our heart to this? On the front and the back of the heart, like wholeheartedly to accept with grace this wonderful welcome and invitation that we're being given to be here now, to be in contact, to be held, to be supported, to feel this unconditional love, a love that is not conditioned by any expectation of us, is simply laid out before us for us to be enveloped by. And I don't know about you, but when I really start giving to that, my breath begins to lengthen and deepen, and I start noticing that more too. The rhythm, the flow, the movement of the breath. Settling, giving to this opening, an experience. of all of the sounds around you, of the sensations of ground under you, and all of those movements and all of those places that you are aware of in your body as you breathe. What's it like now on that out-breath to feel the full weight, draw, pull of gravity, like a strong hug to the ground as you breathe out? How heavy is that? How much are you able to really give to that gravitational pull of your body back home to the ground on your out-breath? And on the in-breath, as if you were breathing in all of the lightness of the air itself, perhaps there's a feeling of floating a little, being a little more free, more delicate on the earth. A little lighter contact through the body into the ground. And what's that like on the in-breath? And as you breathe in and out, on the out-breath, feeling the heaviness of the ground and the heaviness of your body. And on the in-breath, perhaps feeling some of that lightness and more delicateness of the body. We're welcoming in everything else that's here. Any sounds, sensations, thoughts, feelings, images, memories. Everything is welcome. All just an opening. A receiving. And how is it to receive both the out-breath and the giving of your body to the ground with this great gift of the heaviness of your bones to the earth, whilst at the same time offering the lightness of your spirit up, up, up and away, up to the sky? Can both of those be here simultaneously for you with the breath? To be heavy and light. And now taking a deeper breath and inviting for your attention to settle now at the eyebrow center. And we'll simply follow our attention around the body like a bee, visiting different flowers and collecting nectar, taking it back to make honey, something so sweet and so full of vitality. And as we travel around our body, perhaps your gift is to receive the sweetness and vitality that you are. From the eyebrow center, dropping down your attention lightly to the base of the throat. From the base of the throat, over to the right shoulder, down to the right elbow, all the way through into the wrist, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Back up through the right wrist, elbow, shoulder, back to the base of the throat and over and through into the left shoulder joint, moving down into the left elbow and through and into the wrist, out into the tip of the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Back up through the left wrist, elbow, shoulder, back to the base of the throat, and dropping down now to the center of the chest, breathing there into this sweet nectar at the center of the chest in the heart center, Anahata. Moving your attention to the right chest, to the left chest, back to the center, moving all the way down to the navel, and from the navel all the way down to the base of the pelvis, just tucked in behind the front of the pubic bone, and allowing this sweet nectar of your body now to become more in awareness in the right hip, down and through into the right knee, ankle, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, back up through the right ankle, knee, and hip, over and through into the base of the pelvis, just tucked in behind the front of the pubic bone. Over and down through that left hip, knee, ankle, into the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, back up through the left ankle, knee, hip, back through to the base of the pelvis, and ascending now up through the body like sap rising. From the navel into the center of the chest, center of the chest to the base of the throat, base of the throat to the eyebrow center. And then from the eyebrow center, just gently alighting your attention just above the crown of the head, in that air, in that space above the crown of the head. And just imagining a ball of gold and light at the crown of your head, being fed from the energy of the sun, gently, kindly, softly let this ball of gold and light radiate all of its vitality, all of its healing energy, all of its love, kindness and sweetness and safety down through any part of your body which wishes to welcome this experience. And know that this experience is one that you are completely in control of. So you can take in as much or as little of this golden healing light as you wish through any part of your body that might wish to receive it. Simply laying here on the ground, or sitting or walking, however you are. Being with yourself. Breathing, hearing all there is to hear, and feeling all there is to feel is more than enough. Taking a few longer, deeper breaths now. All the way in and all the way out, all the way up and all the way down, all the way through the center and the front and the back and the sides of the body, as if with your breath you're inviting your body to really expand and open so that your breath found all of the corners and places and spaces that were feeling sleepy and tired. And it's as if the breath itself was a messenger, beginning to bring back some life into the fingers and toes. And you may even like to begin to move gently the toe tips, the joints of the toes, wiggling the feet, moving the tips of your fingers, the finger joints, moving your wrists. And maybe here you take a bit of a stretch, or a yawn, or a wriggle, or whatever it is that helps you come back, that helps bring you back from wherever you are to here and now in the place where you are, in the room or the space that you are here and now. And so fidget, roll around, do whatever it is that you need to come back, come back, come back home to this moment. As you gently open your eyes, stretch, wiggle and yawn, as this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Welcome home, dear ones. It's so good to have you here.